Now, say that you induced such a person to perform an act, raise his finger, laugh, or grab a shovel, in order to ascertain how he ascribes a reason to his act, when in fact you know there is no reason for it other than you're inducing it. If you ask the right hemisphere, here isolated from the left side, to perform the action, then ask the other hemisphere for an explanation, the patient will invariably offer some interpretation. I was pointing at the ceiling in order to... I saw something interesting on the wall. Or, if you ask this author, I will offer my usual, because I am originally from the Greek Orthodox village of Amyoun, northern Lebanon, etc. Now, if you do the opposite, namely instruct the isolated left hemisphere of a right-handed person to perform an act, and ask the right hemisphere for the reasons, you will be plainly told, I don't know. Note that the left hemisphere is where language and deduction generally reside. I warn the reader hungry for science against attempts to build a neural map. All I'm trying to show is the biological basis of this tendency toward causality, not its precise location. There are reasons for us to be suspicious of these right-brain, left-brain distinctions and subsequent pop science generalizations about personality. Indeed, the idea that the left brain controls language may not be so accurate. The left brain seems more precisely to be where pattern recognition resides, and it may control language only insofar as language has a pattern recognition attribute. Another difference between the hemispheres is that the right brain deals with novelty. It tends to see series of facts, the particular or the trees, while the left one perceives the patterns, the gestalt, the general, or the forest. The Sydney-based brain scientist Alan Snyder, who has a Philadelphia accent, made the following discovery. If you inhibit the left hemisphere of a right-handed person, more technically, by directing low-frequency magnetic pulses into the left frontotemporal lobes, you lower his rate of error in reading a printed caption with a deliberate mistake in it. Our propensity to impose meaning in concepts blocks our awareness of any errors contained in that concept. However, if you zap people's left hemispheres, they become more realistic. They can draw better and with more verisimilitude. Their minds become better at seeing the objects themselves cleared of theories, narratives, and prejudice. Why is it hard to avoid interpretation? It's key that, as we saw with the vignette of the Italian scholar, brain functions often operate outside our awareness. You interpret pretty much as you perform other activities deemed automatic and outside your control, like breathing. What makes non-theorizing cost you so much more energy than theorizing? First, there is the impenetrability of the activity. I said that much of it takes place outside of our awareness. If you don't know that you are making the inference, how can you stop yourself unless you stay in a continuous state of alert? And if you need to be continuously on the watch, doesn't that cause fatigue? Try it for an afternoon and see.